BlakeRadio.com.
Thank you so happy magical rock this time shows. Your host, Super Saiyan Mandal Rakazak. Weird voice from America Missing. Also, maybe including cast of characters. Crazy cane loving Jackie Bice. Grumpy farmer, skin color allergic spark person. And many of our happy fun time peoples. Most enjoyment of rock begins. Now!
Co-hosts are probably wondering, what is he on, what is he smoking, and why is he playing that song?
I thought that was John Laurinaitis' theme song.
I always wondered that about you anyway.
And that is John Laurinaitis' theme song. It is the most dynamic theme song ever. And your headset works clear, because I can actually understand you and actually hear you anyway.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude, I got a Turtle Beach headset for Christmas, so...
It's like you're actually in the same area, not far, far away.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
That means I'm the guy that's far, far away again.
Yay!
Anyway, you always sound good, though, Mace.
I know. I'm goddamn awesome. That's why.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Raw Post Show here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm Sorokin, joined by Jackie Feist and Mace to break down what Mace called a craptacular Raw.
Aww.
Yeah, it wasn't that exciting, but what do you expect for the final Raw of 2011?
But I don't think we can use the word creptacular on the show on a Monday night.
Who gives a flying fuck?
I don't. Anyway, we're not talking about the news. We're talking about Monday Night Raw. And as we mentioned, the music. Johnny Ace, John Laurinaitis came out to start off Monday Night Raw. And a CM Punk t-shirt, and he got booed out of the building.
Well, what do you expect? It's Chicago!
And then...
Anyone but Punk was going to get booed tonight, pretty much.
Yeah, that did seem to be the case. And then we went from boos to really, really, really loud cheers for the hometown boy, CM Punk.
God entered the building.
By the way, just they did follow their usual protocol. Everyone else jobs in their hometown, and Punk did not win tonight.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. But, I mean, you knew it was going to happen. I mean, they do the same stuff over and over again. We're talking about the WWE.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that. I was actually shocked by that finish. I think Mace was as well.
It woke me up, that's for sure. But we'll get to that bit when we get to the main event of the evening.
Yes, we'll get to that. So Johnny Ace came out, John Laurinaitis, and he flubbed a bunch of lines. Said everything was predictable. And then he made a gauntlet match for the night.
Yeah,
it's like, gauntlet match. We've seen it, been there. And Mace only got one of the three names correct.
Yeah, and it was the one that actually had the least chance of appearing, too, which was really weird.
Who were your three choices, so everyone would know?
My three choices were Del Rio, Miz, and Henry. Before I found out that Del Rio was injured, and I didn't realize that, because I haven't been able to keep up with the news, because I've been working.
Yeah, apparently the news came out. He got hurt at the end of Raw last week. And reports came out earlier before Raw that he's going to be out up to 6 weeks with a groin injury. He's getting surgery on it, I believe, was the report I read earlier today.
And isn't Henry out with
the... I thought you were supposed to have balls so you could have a groin injury.
Well, isn't that why Henry's out too, a groin injury?
Something like that, I believe so, yeah.
It's going around.
Don't wrestle in the Raw main event, you'll get a groin injury.
Well, I was going to make a really tragic joke, but I won't.
You're going to go for the Kelly Kelly joke.
I didn't say it. I'm going to be nice.
Please, Christmas is over. We don't have to be nice to each other anymore. Let's go back to being bitchy.
We're Spock. Well,
she was backstage.
Yeah, she was backstage. We'll get to her in a minute. They set up the gauntlet match. It was going to be Ziggler, Swagger, Ziggler, and Henry. If Punk wins, he gets his hands on Johnny Ace, while if someone in that main event wins, they get a title shot next week. I know I wanted to see Punk versus John Laurinaitis.
Yeah, me too.
Did you?
Yep. I did.
I think everybody wanted to see that happen.
Basically.
But, you know, we might end up having that as a part of the Royal Rumble. Or that could be your WrestleMania match. CM Punk versus John Laurinaitis for the WWE title.
Oh, good God. Don't give them that idea. That would be terrible.
Oh, please. You put it on before Rock and Cena and people forget about it the second the main event starts.
Alright, now I'll throw it out. What would be the worst main event for WrestleMania? Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon or Johnny Ace versus CM Punk?
Johnny Ace versus CM Punk.
Yeah, definitely. I don't give shit enough about Laurinaitis to see him get his butt kicked. At least I wanted to see McMahon get his butt kicked.
So that would be... But Bret McMahon still would be the better match quality?
I'd care more about that match. Quality, I honestly don't know, but I'd care more about seeing that than I would Laurinaitis in a pair of any kind of wrestling trunks, tights, singlet, anything.
He's got to come out with a skateboard at some point, just because. Anyway, so that set up the main event, well, the semi-main event of Raw, because someone else was in the main event. We'll get to that. There's a lot of talk about that. We'll get to. Then we got our teaser hype video of the evening. Whoever it is will be showing up next week on Monday Night Raw.
Yep, when I go back to work.
And Mace doesn't care.
Yep.
Mace is, you know, giving up on caring.
Well, we had this talk yesterday on Russell Talk Radio about striking while the iron's hot. And, you know, that's why we have the situation where Ryder's segments seem to be dropping on television because they didn't just put the machine behind him when they should have. Same situation with this. These promos have been going on for so long, I don't care who it is. I just want them to put them out there and, you know, then we'll be bored shitless of them by Mania.
I'll ask you, Jackie, who is it? Who is coming?
I have to. I'm pretty much behind the idea that it's most likely either Jericho or Undertaker. I don't really know for sure. Like, if I wouldn't be willing to put money on anybody, but you know, when it comes to someone like Jericho, he's always BSing us, and he's all, "You guys need to understand that I'm never going back to the WWE again," and da 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 da. And on Twitter today, so I'm like, yeah. I've seen some pretty interesting guesses, though. I've heard, because of the boy and the girl thing, I've heard Shane and Stephanie, someone threw up Batista today.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I was like, really, Batista? I don't want to see Batista.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's gone, and I don't think he's going to be coming back, at least not for the foreseeable future. It would be, I mean, I personally like Jericho, so I would like for it to be Jericho. Wouldn't mind seeing Jericho and Punk go at WrestleMania, but I'm kind of with Mace. I'm like, yeah, it's been long enough. I mean, let's just get it going already.
Me and Mace, I brought this point up one time, Mace, earlier. They overshot this by 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If they started this the week before or the week after TLC, we would be hitting the climax of it at the right point.
I believe they started these the week before they started the Kane promos, too. And Kane's already, they did like 3 promos, and Kane's already been back for 3 weeks, and these things are still going.
Right. So they overshot it by 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, We got Kane. They struck with the iron hot with Kane. They didn't, you know, wait till 2012 for Kane. They gave him, they brought him back with Mask. But we'll get to that in a bit. But we had our first matchup of the evening. Not, there weren't that many matches, but there was one that was really, really good. Booker T and Cody Rhodes.
Which is definitely different to what people were saying coming into to the TLC pay-per-view. They were going, oh, we don't want to see Booker T wrestle. Booker T's past his prime. He can't go anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Then we get this match on Raw, and it's like, okay, he can still go. He's still really good. This might actually be interesting.
What do you think, Jackie?
I really liked it. I thought it was a great match to open up on. It was good to see Booker T in the ring and see that he could actually still go. I don't know what people thought. Like, he was going to be coming down there in a cane and you know, throw his back out on a spinneroonie. I mean, I don't know how old people think he is, but, I mean, he's still, even if you just look at him, he's still in excellent shape. I thought he did very well. I'm thinking that this feud will continue, and I can't wait to see where it goes, especially with the implications of Cody's half-brother involving himself. I think that would be cool.
I think we're going to get that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know when, but I got a feeling we will in the near future. And Cody didn't lose anything by losing to Booker T. It just keeps the feud going. And the first match at the TLC was eh. But that, Booker T worked off a little bit of rust. This was a lot better. And I could see at least two more matches out of the two. Maybe one at the Rumble? Maybe. Or at least, at the very least, the first episode of SmackDown in 2012.
As long as they don't put the belt on the line.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I don't see Booker being a full-time worker to defend the belt. Keep it on Cody.
In the final match, they should put the belt on the line and let Cody get another title defense under his belt. Before they do something with Cody. Then we go backstage. Zack Ryder, John Cena. More heel hype, Mace? More heel hype?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. It's like, let's rub in the fact that John Cena gave up his chance at the WWE title to give Zack Ryder his shot, you know, without sort of making Zack Ryder seem like he's actually doing it. He just keeps reminding Cena of what he gave up to help somebody else, and it's just pushing on the nerve. That's all it's really doing. It's trying to build up the point where Cena's going to turn around and he's going to snap at some point. And that's what's going to build into the heel turn.
Right, and we talked a lot about that on Wild Talk Radio last night. If you missed it, check out the archive at wildtalkradio.com. It was a really good show we did last night.
Yes, it was our Christmas present to you.
It was. So we got more heel, you know, heel hype from Cena and Zack Ryder. Then we have more backstage moments. We had Kelly trying to teach the Big Show how to go to her, I guess, website on the iPad or whatever she was using.
Yeah, I think it'd be her relaunched website that she was trying to push.
Yeah.
But then again, she was giving the Big Show beauty tips.
And just to make sure I have this correct, the Divas worked with Perez Hilton, is that correct?
Oh,
to make this website? Are you kidding?
Oh, maybe that's what they were plugging.
Yeah, dude, of everybody to set up a website with, Perez Hilton. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I've seen some pretty scary pictures online, and I'm like, yeah, this is who the WWE Divas have put up a website with. You'll find a picture of him, and he'll be wearing, like, next to nothing, and it'll be tremendously scary. Or he'll be wearing, like, a pink leopard shirt with purple leopard pants and a green striped hat and, like, white shoes, and he thinks he's just a style icon. And these are the people that the WWE has the Divas doing a site with, so I guess they just deserve each other.
The reason they do it because the guy gets 5 million hits to his website a day, or in a week, or whatever. He gets a lot of hits. He's a blank.
I guess they're that desperate because I just, wow. I mean, and this could just be my own low opinion of him. And if he gets the hits, then he gets the job done. And you know, then I'm just that's just my opinion. But I don't know. I guess I wouldn't have done it.
Anything to get the defense out there, I guess. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I guess next week's going to be personal. He's going to give the Divas and David Otunga fashion tips. Alright, thanks, Jersey.
And that'd be like leader giving sex advice. It just won't work.
And I know exactly where on David Otunga Perez Hilton would have that bow tie, too.
Hey, now.
Sorry. Well, that's the other thing. Why I don't understand why they have him with the divas. Well, he's just a great big diva, so maybe it does make sense. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll go from that. Show backstage. He then, went to talk to John Laurinaitis and David Otunga. And they set up a little bit of a match, which we'll see in a bit, where Big Show has his hand tied behind his back to take on David Otunga. I know Mace liked the bit between Otunga and Show.
Yeah, Show had one nice line on Otunga. I thought it was hilarious. Can't remember what it was now, but it was funny at the time. I've fallen asleep about 5 times since then. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah. We then had Swagger and Ziggler going back and forth. Which one will get the title shot? Who can beat John Cena? Not John Cena, CM Punk. Then Vicky Guerrero comes in and, does her little magic bit where one of you'll get it. One of you'll be, bring it back to her.
Yeah.
Which is what a manager does. They're proud to have a champion in their employ.
Yeah.
It's logical.
Logical?
Yeah, I know. It's not a word we hear around the WWE that often.
But aren't those Mace's rules? Isn't that one of Mace's rules?
Yeah, it's a Mace Law.
Mace Law.
Speaking of logic, we had Zack Ryder and Eve Torres take on Natty Neidhart and Tyson Kidd? Wait. Did I say that? Natty Neidhart and Tyson Kidd were a tag team?
Yeah, a small reunion of the Hart Dynasty. And, Merry Christmas, Tyson Kidd. You're off superstars for 1 week.
And Eve became a gold digger, Mace?
Yeah, that's sort of the way it sounded to me, but then again, I was also doing other shit at the time. But the way the commentary made it sound is like all of a sudden Eve is interested in Zack Ryder. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and that's been one of the Twitter things they've been doing. Zack Ryder's been making tweets to her forever trying to get a date, and now all of a sudden it's on TV and she seems to be reciprocating now that he's won. Now that he's won the title.
Oh, Christ. They're going to go out on a date next week, I swear to God. Oh, no. You know where it's going to lead. Now you know where it's going to lead. It won't be next week. It's going to take 6 weeks. And they're going to get to Valentine's Day. Zack Ryder goes out on a date with Eve Torres for Valentine's Day. And they're going to do little vignettes about it.
I think I'm seeing another WWE wedding.
No. Mind you, it's not going to be as epic as the date between ODB and Eric Young last week on Impact. But I'm sure nobody else watched that but me.
No, I didn't.
I missed that. I only caught part of Impact. I did see them team up, though. I didn't see the date part. I saw them running around the kitchen, though. Will Eve be dressed up as Princess Leia? Anyway, yeah, that's moving on. We then had the moment Jackie Fice was waiting for. It was going to be John Cena calling out Kane. Jackie Fice was ready. Her and her Twitter followers, they were ready. Bring us Kane. Bring us Kane and bring us Kane. And then we got
The Miz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie got upset. She was reaching her peak and then then nothing.
A buzzkill.
It was an anti-climax.
Thank you guys for playing along.
You're very welcome.
So yeah, The Miz comes out, talks about how he's going to be, he wants everyone remember that he's the best superstar in the WWE of the year. He did everything, yada, yada, yada. I think this is where Mace fell asleep for the first time this evening.
Yeah.
And he then challenged John Cena to a match. And then The Miz gets himself counted out.
He lost the match telling us how good he is at winning matches and how he's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So, we have that. And then all of a sudden, we look at our calendars. It's been 30 days. Guess who's back? The one and only.
The truth will set me free.
All the little Jimmys can rejoice. Our truth is back. He stumbled through a bunch of lines. But the question I'll pose to both of you, he's a good guy now?
I think so.
He seems to want permission off little Jimmys to do stuff now. He's now friendly with the little Jimmys.
Which I don't want that. I still want him to rant and rave about little Jimmy. He's funny, and you know what? When he was a quote unquote heel, we all still liked him. We all laughed at him harder than we do at Cena, but we really mean it when we laugh at Cena. But we laughed even harder when we laughed when we were dealing with R-Truth. So, I like him as a face. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but it won't be any different for me. So I was cheering for him even when he was a heel.
But you got to remember, he's insane. He hits people in the head with half-filled plastic drink bottles.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore right there.
So, So every feud R-Truth has to involve a water bottle, apparently, this year?
Some of his best moments have involved water or soft drink in cups or something like that.
Coming soon to, with his action figure, a water bottle.
Maybe we'll get an R-Truth bottle water lined right after the WWE ice cream bars come back.
I want to put it good. Past them.
I buy it.
It'd be the truth water. Nothing but water, and that's the truth.
Then we find out it comes out of a tap at WWE headquarters.
Exactly.
But I'll still buy
it's
it.
Just water out of the tap. And it'll have a picture of R-Truth with this big ass smile on his face too.
Now that's what's up. So Truth returns. He destroys the Miz. Coming after.
Did you guys see the picture of his bruised shoulder?
No, I did not.
Yeah, someone just tweeted it, but yeah, apparently Miz suffered a very nasty bruise to his shoulder when Truth threw him into the steel steps.
Oh, poor baby. Maybe he needs some water on it to make it feel better.
Okay, 2 weeks, two different injuries. Who got the worst injury? Beth Phoenix on the face?
Definitely Beth on the face.
Because that was pretty bad.
That was pretty nasty. I mean, the bump itself was pretty bad, and then once the bump went away, she got this real nasty shiner under her eye.
Yeah, she tweeted a picture of it. It's been the talk of the internet.
But I want to find out what happened to Natty's boobs.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. During the match, during the one finish, part of the match, Eve goes for a dropkick and kicks her in the boob.
Because what I've been told by female friends who have inadvertently been hit in the boob, it hurts something.
It hurts, too, because that compacts on your lungs, dude. That freaking hurts.
So we're sending best wishes out to our favorite tag team.
Yeah, and if Natty needs somebody there to rub it better, I'll be happy to put my hand up.
Moving on. He tries to move on and says, we had Big Show versus David Otunga, and yeah, it wasn't really much of a good match. Big Show chases him around the ring, gets a hold of him a bunch of times. Then out comes Mizark Henry, ready to pounce on the Big Show. Took his very time, because as Jackie mentioned, Big Mark Henry's hurt. Took his time to get to the ring. Then out comes Daniel Bryan for the distraction.
Now, is it that just me, or did that distraction seem like an audible? It's like all of a sudden Daniel Bryan's down at ringside, and they play his music by the time he gets to ringside. because if you notice, Sho was having a hard time untangling his hand from the rope.
Yeah, it might have been.
And mm-hmm. they even caught it on camera a couple of times, him trying to like just yank the damn thing off, and it wouldn't go.
No, they probably jumped the gun on it, and just to get the segment over with, they could feel it going, you know. Live TV bombing. They, you know, pull the plug on things. So it ends with Big Show chokeslamming Otunga. The feud continues between Henry, Big Show, and Daniel Bryan.
If Henry, sweet three-way at the Rumble!
That's the way it's, you know, shaping up to be if Mark Henry's healthy.
Which, if Daniel Bryan wins it, it'd put him over something shocking.
It would, and that's why I don't see it happening. Sadly.
Yeah, because we wouldn't want to push the machine behind anybody that isn't named John Cena now, would we?
No, right. No, we wouldn't do that. Anyway, that happened. Then we have another promo. This time, it was Alberto Del Rio coming out in his leopard skin wheelchair. Ricardo Rodriguez in a neck brace.
His tie on the neck brace.
Yeah, that was funny. He rambled for a bit. His destiny, come back more aggressive, yada, yada, yada. Mace, wake up. Two.
Huh? What?
Exactly. Then the Bellas come out. They should just do Ricardo and get it over with.
You know what I'd love to see is... You know, finally, Del Rio accepts the Bellas, and at that point, they just turn around to him and go, you know what? While you took your time, we found a real man, and in, like a pimp, comes Rodriguez, and just gets both girls by the arms and goes, see your boss, and walks off.
That would be tremendous.
Well, didn't one of the Bellas win the right to kiss any WWE superstar between that point and the end of the year? This was the last... show, unless they somehow do it tomorrow, that was their last opportunity.
I think they forgot that storyline.
Jeez.
You're the only one who probably remembers that segment.
Well, I try to forget, but I got this thing about continuity.
Yeah, and you recap SmackDown for Under the Ring.
Yes, I do.
The blog from Phil Strom.
Yes.
See? Shameless plug.
Thank you.
Then we get to our semi-main event, because let's not put Punk in the main event, because the ratings are dropping. Did I say that? We had CM Punk take on Jack Swagger, and clearly we all knew Swagger was going to lose, which he ended up doing.
Okay, I have a question about this match.
Go for it.
Was it this match, and did any of you guys notice that, like, the referee on the three count for one of those matches, like, mysteriously was, like, someone, like, grabbed his ankle from off camera and, like, pulled him out of the ring. Did anyone else notice that?
That was not this match. That was the Zack Ryder match. And no one pulled his ankle. He slid too far. And then he went one, hit his hand on the rope trying to get a two. So he slid out to hit the three.
Okay, yeah, because I was watching I was looking at the shoulders, and all of a sudden I saw the ref just go whoosh, and I was like, okay, but okay, I gotcha.
Because I rewound it, because I see it on Twitter, people talking about it, so I ran into the tape, and, you know, I see him go one, hits the rope, then goes back out to finish the count.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was in the Zack Ryder match. So yeah, CM Punk defeats Jack Swagger, everyone saw that coming, Ziggler's music hits, Swagger attacks. They have a, you know, semi, you know, okay match.
At this point, Mace is woken up for a third time because his feed cut out.
Yes. And at the same time, Alan Wojcik goes, oh my god, I have no more TV, I need something to watch, and I can't see Raw, so I'm going to fake it on Twitter for the rest of the night. True story. Anyway.
Did Mrs. Wojcik tell him he had to go to bed?
He did his he dropped his names and made his movie references and then was told to go to bed. Then I was surprised, just like Mace. You know, first we had Johnny Ace come out. You know, he rambled a bit, just trying to to distract CM Punk. CM Punk had...
There was an injustice tonight!
Yeah, he tosses as Punk had a Ziggler pin. He came out of the injustice, threw out Swagger and Vicky. And then, you know, he gets in the ring, he says he's not going to fight him, and then leads to distraction. And then the 1-2-3... Ziggler
by the man that we proclaimed as the breakout star of 2012.
I would have personally liked to have seen a match between Punk and Laurinaitis. I think there is plenty of time between now and the Rumble to work something in where Ziggler could have become the number one contender. I think we really got screwed out of something really funny.
But Ziggler is getting his title shot next week on Raw. Not at the Rumble.
I'm kind of thinking that's where it's going, and again, I could be wrong, but I mean, I feel like we got screwed out of something that just would have been hilarious.
We're gonna go back to the striking when the iron's hot bit. When we get it in about 5 weeks, we'll be like, we don't care any longer. Okay, maybe we still will, but they had the golden opportunity in CM Punk's hometown to, you know, screw him over and have John Laurinaitis beat him in Chicago.
Well, going back to what I said earlier about the hometown thing, people always get screwed over in their hometown. I mean, the reason why I always say the only reason why Undertaker is undefeated at WrestleMania is because they've never had it in Death Valley. I mean, we knew that, I mean, I knew coming in that Punk wasn't going to win. I'm mad. I would have liked to have seen that. I mean, who doesn't want to see Punk get his hands on John Laurinaitis?
See, I would have liked to have seen it go all the way through, you know, Punk beats Henry with, like, overwhelming odds bullshit. Then Henry attacks him, and Laurinaitis sneaks in and gets the 1-2-3. If you're going to end it anyway, that's how you should have ended it.
And before that, I said it was going to be The Miz who did the interference. And, you know, we saw it happen when he came out for the Cena thing. That kind of screwed my idea out. So... Dolph Ziggler gets the title shot next week on Monday Night Raw. Yay!
And the way they ended the show, you made you think that Ziggler had already won the belt.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I haven't seen people running around the ring holding the belt over their head like that since Mick Foley won his first WWF championship.
And I
saw Punk sit up and say, he didn't win the title, right? I don't know if you guys caught that.
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah. He knows he didn't win the title, right?
Right. Man, but he's celebrating like he did. And, you know, everyone talks about how Ziggler is comparison to Mr. Perfect. And if you look at his hair tonight, when it's, you know, after all that wrestling, you could see the curl come out. He did look like Mr. Perfect. Just a little bit. So if you missed that, go back and watch it. Then we had our real main event. We had Kane come out.
Since when was a promo a main event?
When it involves John Cena.
We've had a lot of promo main events. Yeah. We've had a lot of promo main events in 2011. So yes,
see, and I can't even say it was all during the Oval Run, which it wasn't, because they were well into the promo by the time they hit the Oval Run mark.
Yeah. So. So we had Kane come out, he starts to talk, and then John Cena shows up, Jackie Fice goes, God damn you, Kane, God damn you, John Cena, God damn you. I want to kill him.
I'm a bit disappointed that they wasted my favorite WWE Superstars return just to add Cena on to turn heel.
Embrace the hate.
I'm a bit annoyed. I don't know if anyone noticed the way Kane was extending his words. To help you. I was like, really? I mean, when I bitch about something Kane does, you know it's gotta be silly. And I thought that was kind of weird.
I was waiting for him to turn around and go, John Cena, if you want to rise above hate, you must beat me because I am hate. Let's just go over the top supervillain cliches here, people. First stop WWE, then the world.
So, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, transition that one, Rock.
I can't.
I'm thinking, again, going back to continuity, he could have feuded with Mark Henry. He could have gone after Cena to make a name for himself to get into the title picture. They could have done something where he, you know, where they were possibly setting him up for a return to either partner with or feud with his brother. No, he's trying to assist in turning John Cena heel, which I don't think is ever going to happen, or they're going to put it off for as long as they can, just so they can squeeze every possible dime out of all the little Jimmys and the little teddy bear sized John Cena t-shirts they're buying.
But they're already setting up for it. They've already got the Cena sucks t-shirts.
They already
Either they're going to turn him heel, or they're just going to make money off the people who want to bitch about him. I mean, I've heard about them taking away Cena sucks signs. You know, why are they going to let people bring in, you know, signs that they didn't make any money for when they can force people to buy the John Cena sucks t-shirt? And it does have the Let's Go Cena on there.
It does. This was the angle to sell
and
t-shirt.
As I said on WTR last night, coming soon, the Cena sucks sign, available $12.99 at the concession stand.
We should make up the Cena sucks yard sign and sell it on the shop at cbradio.ewzone.com.
This way, they're making money off of the Cena fans and the Cena haters. I just don't think it necessarily indicates a heel turn. Either it does, or it means they're just wanting to make money off of everybody. Now, if there's this many people who hate Cena that they're willing to drop $25, $30 on a Cena sucks t-shirt, and Cena gets royalty off of it.
but this is the thing, though. The people that hate Cena aren't going to buy a Cena sucks t-shirt, because that's showing support for Cena, because they're technically buying Cena merchandise.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people. But how many people are going to buy that shirt just because it's cool to hate John Cena?
Yeah, true. And I weep again for humanity.
See, you think everyone is smart. See, not everybody's smart. So, I mean, a lot of people just want to fit in.
I keep forgetting. I seem to talk to the smart people in this human race instead of the standardized, you know, idiot.
I could make two jokes there, but I'm not, so I'll just...
Make them!
No.
Make them.
No, I'm going to leave it alone.
Is it a Tim Stein joke?
One of them was Tim. You know, you talk to the
Can
smart.
It be a Tim Stein joke?
Yeah, you can make it a Tim Stein joke. So yeah, that was Monday Night Raw, Embrace the Hate. Will he or won't he? The time will come when we find out if he will or not. Next week we get, you know, the return of the mystery superstar. I think in the promo it said he is coming, so I would...
Yes, yeah. They did. It was written on the blackboard.
So whoever it is will be there in Memphis, Tennessee for Monday Night Raw. That's a recap there, but I have two questions for the both of you, a little discussion topic. I have notes.
He's proud of his notes.
I am proud of my notes. I didn't, you know.
He went old school with
we
them.
Did
he
this
wrote them by hand.
I did this
we
by
did
hand.
This show because he has notes.
Exactly. I wrote out a page full of notes. Goddamn. I don't do that often. I only do it for this goddamn show. I'm sure I'm paying attention. Anyway, two questions. First one, who was the most shocking, the most disappointing star / moment of 2011?
Sin Cara.
Simple.
Just as broad of a topic as you want with that guy. After all the hype and everything and all the stuff he's done in Mexico, and he comes here and the dude's been injured, what, four times? He's
four times, suspended once, yeah.
Yeah, four injuries, one suspension, and a horrible clone storyline.
And a penis
wow.
T-shirt.
And a penis T-shirt. Dude has been the most disappointing signing in a long time.
For me, I think it was
God
when...
God damn you, WWE shop. CM Punk hoodies on special, and no, they don't have one in my fucking size.
Hey, I had to buy a Kane t-shirt in 4X, because all they had were medium, large, and 4X.
So I'm thinking I might have to buy the Cena hoodie in 4X because I don't have any 3Xs or 2Xs.
I have to take the shirt in to have it fitted before the live event.
That's dedication.
I was very disappointed. I mean, there's so many things that disappointed me this year, but I think the one thing that really disappointed me the most was when Karma went on maternity leave. I was so ready to see Beth and Karma go at it. Two actual female wrestlers, not divas, but two actual women wrestlers just give us a match that we've not seen in a long time. And then, I mean, I totally respect, you know, she wanted to be a mom, and so she, you know, she had to take her maternity leave. I get it. But I was just disappointed that, you know, we had all this build up, and then, oh, she's going to be gone for a year.
Yeah, it was a bit of just bad luck.
Bad timing.
I would have rather, I mean, WWE probably did not know she was going to do that, but I probably would have just liked it better if they would have just waited.
Well, you can't tell her not to have sex.
Of course, but I would have just, if I could have had my way, I would have just have the baby and then do your little Barbie vignettes and come back and, you know, kick some ass.
So that's the most disappointing Shock Edge, disappointing star slash moment. Now, the other one, the big question, what will be the most shocking release in 2012?
A shocking release?
Oh.
Who won't be here next year for this time? Whether it's by their own choice or WWE's choice, who is walking away?
I could be really, really mean and say Kane just to piss Jackie off.
Oh, bastard. You. Oh, Spug, and I don't even like Spug. Fuck you. Seriously, I'm thinking, and I'm being totally serious, I'm thinking that there's a possibility that, as much as I do not want to see this, I'm thinking Rex and Hawkins, or one or both, may be released. They, you know, they had those mid-card mafia videos, which personally I thought they were hilarious.
Terribly
but,
produced, by the way.
Well, they even have, like, Hawkins carries around a walking stick and they call it Big Glenn. I mean, it's great. I mean, that's why someone sent it to me. That's the first time I saw it. But I thought they were hilarious and I really liked all of them. And then just a few days ago, Tyler Rex had to make all of them private. And I'm thinking someone from the WWE, for whatever reason, possibly the little Chris Benoit thing. I don't know if you guys saw that, but there was a picture in the background in one of the videos of the Four Horsemen, one of them being Chris Benoit. I think it was Flair and Anderson and Mongo and Ben. I don't remember who it was, but it was Benoit was one of the people. And then next thing you know, it got taken. He made all the videos private. And I'm like, I know most fans will appreciate the tip of the hat to Chris, but the WWE will not appreciate that.
All right, I want to ask the question again. Shocking release from WWE. I don't think, you know, Hawkins or Tyler Rex would shock anyone if they got released.
Okay, you want shocking? I'll give you shocking.
Yes.
Zack Ryder.
Oh, wow. Kelly.
There you go.
I'd probably put Zack Ryder more than Kelly. But the Who Gives a Shit release reward will be going to, what's his face? The Wendy's kid. Heath Slater.
Oh, Slater.
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon probably sometime by the last quarter of 2012, Zack Ryder will be fired. Or future endeavored.
Like they're giving him this run just because they were pressured to, and then just to piss us off, they're going to release him? Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Mark tape, 12:13 a.m. on the 27th of December, Mesa Zack Ryder's released. I'll ask one other question. What is your prediction for 2012 for the WWE? What is something
the network is going to fall flat on its ass?
Oh, I hope not.
Because as much as they've got a whole ton of really, really good content, the problem's going to be getting it out there to people. From what I understand, and I know I've seen Jackie posting this quite a few times, there's a lot of cable providers that will not be carrying it. It's very done in a very limited market. I have seen nothing in regards to international presentation, whether it's going to be actually available here in Australia, whether it's going to be broadcast also in the UK. I've heard nothing about that. They're going to basically bring it out. It's not going to get picked up by so many people because they've probably made the wrong choices in the providers, and it'll be bombing something shocking.
My carrier here in El Paso, well, in Texas, Time Warner is the big carrier down here. There, I mean, there's no Comcast or any of that. I called Time Warner, and the representative I spoke to said flat out there are no plans to cover to carry the WWE network.
Well, that can change by the time they still have to get a, you know, a program director and all that fun stuff. They had 200 jobs to fill last time I heard.
Well, and that would be my question, especially since you guys have such a big audience, or maybe one of you would know. Is there an official list anywhere of who will be carrying it? Because if Time Warner really does not carry it, I'll probably still keep them for my internet, but dude, I'll drop them as my cable and go to whoever is going to have it. Because, I mean, to be frank, I want it. I mean, I'm going to, even if it doesn't last, even if it only lasts 2 months, there's still a lot I'd like to see. Is there an official list anywhere of who will be carrying
nothing
it?
Nothing has been cleared. They don't have any, nothing's been cleared yet. There's still negotiations with all the networks. From what I'm hearing, Comcast is going to be one of them.
Well, yeah, they do a lot with Comcast. I figured that, which sucks because we don't have Comcast here.
Because that's the whole GE, NBC, Universal synergy thing.
Right.
I would suspect a list of cable providers coming in February or March, right before the release.
Well, I have Time Warner. Graham Cawthon of the History of WWE.com has Time Warner, and Phil Strum of Under the Ring, Poughkeepsie Journal has Time Warner, and we've all pretty much said we're all three of us going to be dropping Time Warner. If they don't have it. Phil's had his own set of problems, so he probably would drop them anyway. But if they don't carry that network, we'll be dropping.
I have a feeling. See, it's Time Warner's, you know, is, you know, one of those companies that puts up a struggle.
Yeah, they do. They had the same thing with whoever, and I forget. I know this all the time, and then when I need to know, I forget. But whoever the parent company of Comedy Central is, they had a huge thing with them.
They've had it with the Comedy Central, Viacom.
Viacom, thank you. And it was like, well, if they drop it, at least I can watch South Park online. But still, they're always picking fights with people.
They've also did it when the NFL Network was getting started. Time Warner was a big, you know, against it. They were putting up a fight. We want this amount of money, yada, yada. Eventually, we get on Time Warner and stuff like that. But they put up a fuss. Time Warner's a big fussy network. And they think they can control the world, and they can't.
Well, more so Graham and Phil than me, they have a pretty captive audience of people who are listening to what they say as it relates to professional wrestling. And so, I mean, I hope it's worth it that Time Warner's putting up such a fuss, because a lot of people who have access to some ears are going to be dropping Time Warner and encouraging other people to do so if they don't carry the WWE network. So I hope it's worth it.
Hashtag leave Time Warner. Anyway, so what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, the Divas division will continue to suck. John Cena will continue to John Cena will continue to be the center of everything else. Actually, you know what? Usually for someone who's so quick to run my mouth about what I think, I honestly don't know. I don't know. I mean, I started my own podcast just because I had stuff I wanted to say, but I'm just like, usually you can, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, usually a lot of times when you just look at what they're doing, you can kind of tell where it's going. And every once in a while, they'll get the slip on us. Like when the first time Kelly beat Beth Phoenix to retain her Divas title, that blew me out of the water, to be honest. So, I mean, every once in a while, something will come up. I'm excited for, you know, for Kane to return. I am looking forward to finding out what Taker will be doing at WrestleMania and what will most likely be his last match.
Let's talk about that. There's rumors what it's going to be.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, have you not heard those rumors?
No.
There's a rumor that the match at WrestleMania is going to be The Undertaker versus Triple H.
Again?
Again.
God, no. No, no, no.
And some guy from San Antonio is going to be the special guest referee.
Oh, that's bull. So we have Undertaker versus Triple H for the second year in a row with Shawn Michaels as the referee.
Exactly.
That sucks. I want Taker to go out 20-0. I mean, I'd rather him not retire. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I want him to go out 20-0. So it's like, I could deal with that as long as he wins. That sucks, dude. Oh, my God.
First I made her speechless, and then I go, that sucks. I win.
Is that really a rumor, or are you just saying that to get to me?
No, that's the plan.
Oh.
That's the plan.
And this just could just be me, because I'm a fangirl, but I also would like to see Undertaker and Kane have one more run together as the Brothers of Destruction before Taker hangs him up.
May get that, but yeah, that's the plan. Triple H versus The Undertaker. Shawn Michaels as the referee.
God, at least they had a few years between the two times they did Undertaker and Kane.
They don't have a few more years with The Undertaker.
Yeah, I know.
Mean for the evening. I've made her upset. Disappointed her.
Job is done. Let's wrap up.
Let's wrap up. let's see. Tomorrow night. What are we doing tomorrow night? Max, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's
I believe that would be Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Owen Woodja and Spug and myself. I believe we have people coming on. I know that much. We got Brian Christopher making his way, as well as Chase Stevens, who's doing the baseball selection thingy with Spug.
College football, but close enough.
One of them American sports that I know nothing about.
So, I don't know anything about it either. Don't feel bad.
The BCS pick-em game, they're going to bet something. So, check that out. Kayfabe Wrestling Radio tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Have you talked to Omega yet?
I have not.
Okay, stay tuned. We may do a show Wednesday. Maybe.
Maybe.
If Omega can fit us into the schedule.
Yes, Mr. Important.
Yeah, he's had a press release.
I know. Apparently, Saturday night, 1 a.m. ish, we're doing CB Radio. Is it 1 a.m.? Not doing it at midnight. We'll do it midnight somewhere. CB Radio. Live. Wild Talk Radio Network. And apparently we're doing Wild Talk Radio on New Year's Day. I think. Maybe.
Maybe. Depends on how many people are awake.
And if Mace can get home in time.
Yeah.
That too. So check Facebook, Wild Talk Radio Network, and Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio to keep up all the date on all that fun stuff. Jackie Fice, plug some stuff for yourself.
Okay, well, I have my podcast I do with Alan, where he just entertains us with that dull tone of his, Triple Talk Wrestling Radio with Alan and Teddy. We are actually bringing in another host. Actually bringing in two other hosts, but that's not in stone yet. We are at Twitter at TTWR1. We are on Facebook at Triple Talk Wrestling Radio, and I am at Jackie Feist.
And she does a recap of...
I do a recap of SmackDown every Friday for the Poughkeepsie Journal in New York with Phil Strum. That's like blogs.poughkeepsiejournal.com/underthering.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's all the plugs. Follow Mace on Twitter at the Mace Thing. We'll be back in 2012. Don't know when. Don't know how. Maybe next week. Who knows? We'll be back live tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Good night.
Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.